Yeah, thank you, Bart, and thank you, Chair. So if I share my screen. I'll briefly take you through the changes. Okay. So this is revision one to the informal document. And if I just scroll through, so if you see a blue change on the screen, it's one that's already been made in the previous informal. So I'll just pick up on the new changes. And as an introduction, here we had appendix one of annex one was going to be an information on test conditions, but in the discussions, I don't know if you remember, we discussed yesterday there might be a part A and a part B information document, depending on whether a UNR 154 approval already existed. During our very fruitful meeting, we decided that that approach wasn't really necessary, so we've just gone for the streamlined version of the information document, which was the ones that were highlighted in green in the working in the previous informal. So that's meant that we also don't need the information on test conditions, and so we've just so the test report now becomes appendix one. We've reserved appendix two just so that we keep the numbering of 3A and 3B. So that was quite a big step forward, but it's probably easier to explain it there whilst we're in the table of contents. So if I just step through the changes, okay, as quick as I can. Okay, so we had our RDE if applicable, that was already there. When we're talking about the formal documentation package, we just made it clear that it's in Appendix 3A to Annex 1. This is a blue previous change. A clarification that the test results for a pollutant, just to be absolutely clear, I mean, it was fairly obvious, but just for total clarity. And then we've made some amendments here and in Annex 4, the in-service conformity, to align with the new supplement 15 to UNR 8307, which talks about production volume rather than sales. So that change was made there. We've then made it clear in the transitional provisions that so supplement one will contain the new utility factors, which why it was mentioned, but obviously going forward, it wouldn't have to be supplement one, it could be a later version. So we made some changes to the transitional provisions. The information document, so that I've left this as a clean document now without the green highlight, and it's the shortened version, but I've just highlighted one additional element that we added to link in with the RDE, if applicable, which is the PEMS family identifier. So appendix two becomes appendix one. And then in the test reports, there were one or two points in the information on test conditions, which we've now included in the test report, and we've got an explanatory point there to explain what the A and the B in the report mean. This was the main introduction, was the effective power absorbed, which was about the only item left in the information on test conditions, and that's now in the test report. What we hadn't spotted before is that there are some updates in the Euro 6E final voted document, well, the Euro 6E package, which we hadn't included in the extended documentation appendix. And so what we have here in red is all new, and that aligns now with Euro 6E. And the extended documentation package was also had a few updates in Euro 6E, so I've made those, well, we've made those amendments, and thank you, Toyka, for pointing this out initially. So that now aligns with the final Euro 6E document. The communication, we have no changes from what was previously in there. I've just tidied it up a bit. Okay. Just for clarity, we've added M1 and M2 here because they're the categories that were that it applies to. And again, this is the second place where we talk about production volume and not sales. There were a few areas where we had a TBD, and we've completed these, and we now refer to approval numbers for UNR 154 and UNR RDE when it exists. So there's a couple of places where we've done that. And then everything else is exactly as before. So these updates were ones that came in supplement 14 and 15 to the 07 series. So that's a summary of the updates we've made. And it's good that we've actually managed to streamline the information to the type approval documentation package, so it didn't have these two different alternatives. So thank you, Chair.